Mechevra. So back to Talmud Torah. So we're learning the dinim of Avelos. We're up to Misha Meso Motolafonov, as opposed to the dinim of Aninos, and some of the halachas of Misha Meso Motolafonov fall into two different categories. One category of halacha is the category in general of Osek b'mitzvahs pater min ha-mitzvah, or as the Taisus in Brachas Yud Zayin says that it's Mishum Kvodo Shamais, which means effectively that you're not allowed to do mitzvos. This person who's meisom lotolofanav is not allowed to do mitzvos. That's the basic issue. The Rav actually, Rav Schachter quotes that the Rav had a third mahalach why the person who's meisom lotolofanav doesn't do mitzvos. The Rav's mahalach is that when it's meisom lotolofanav, so then you don't have das. Das means a sense of balance. A katan doesn't have das, doesn't mean that katanim are stupid, right? Das means that you don't get emotionally dysregulated. When you're emotionally dysregulated, so then you're not considered by das. So meso motolofonov, the Rav says it's a chiddush, because Taisus has two other reasons, Mishum Kvodo or because of Isaac the Mitzvah. But the Rav had a chiddush that maybe Misha Meso Motolofono does not do mitzvahs because you're not a Bar Das. That's already a razzle dazzle chiddush. When it comes to the two classical Mahalchim, the Mahalach of Osek b'mitzvahs Pater Min HaMitzvah, or the Mahalach of Kvodo Shomeis, so there should be a number of nafgaminos between these two mahalchim. First of all, osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah means that since you're being osek in the mitzvah of kavura, so therefore you are exempt from other mitzvahs. Therefore, you're pater from other mitzvahs. It happens that Tosfos quotes a sheet of Rashi. Rashi writes there in Brachos on 17, that's called Yud Zayin for those of you who don't speak new numbers, but Rashi quotes that if you want to do mitzvahs, you can. L'cha'oira, this is only true, right? Why? L'cha'oira, what that means is that Rashi is assuming that osek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah, and pater means you don't have to do it. But if you want to do it, you can. If you hold Mishum Kvodo Shomeis, that because the mace is here, so as pasnished, it's like insulting to the mace if you're gonna go and do mitzvahs. So chora, that means it's usur to do mitzvahs. Right? Rashi seems to be saying that it's because of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and furthermore, Rashi is taking a stand on a discussion in the sugya in Maseches Sukkah, in the second parak, that osek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. There's a famous Ritva on Daf Chaf Hei, where the Ritva writes that osek b'mitzvah is usur to do a mitzvah. No, Rashi seems to be saying that you can do a mitzvah if you want to. So that means he's saying both osek b'mitzvah pater. And he holds it's mamish pater, it's not usser. Mr. Berkowitz.
For the Rose Mahal, he doesn't have to learn, but like it's rational.
Right. In other words, you could take this third mahalach of the Rav and say, you're not a bar das, but just like a katan can do mitzvahs, you can do mitzvahs, and a chanami. The reason why I'm not focusing on that third mahalach is it's tremendously mechudash. It's like not found in Rishonim. It's like Rav Judaism. Rav Judaism is not always standard. Is that a fair way to say it? Hope I'm not getting myself in trouble in this yeshiva, but I think Rav Judaism is not always standard Yiddishkeit, so I'm not focusing much on that mahalach. Let's talk about oisek b'mitzvah. When I say, or let's talk about when an onen does not do mitzvos. So, two major reasons: oisek b'mitzvah or mishum kivodo shomeis. Is it a din d'oraisa that the onen doesn't do mitzvahs? Or is that din d'rabbanan? One could argue that if it's because of osek b'mitzvahs pater min ha-mitzvah, that's clearly a yisur on the level of d'oraisa. If it's mishum kvodo shel meis, so of course you have to give the meis kavod, but what specific actions are included in kavod shel meis, I'm not sure. And because I do a mitzvah, therefore, that's considered a shter. That's like something that takes away mishum kvodo shomeis. I don't know if that's abundantly obvious. I think we could potentially maintain that that's a din d'rabbanan. It's possible that there's another issue that is relevant here, which is found in the Pesachei Tshuva Se'iv Katan Zayin. The Mishnah and Gemaras in Kedushin Chav Tes Lamed Daled discuss the fact that Noshim don't do mitzvah aseh she'azman grama. And Noshim have to do mitzvah aseh which are not zman grama. Tosfos and the Ramban are bothered by Yakasha. How come when we give the list of those mitzvahs that Noshim do, we don't say that tzedakah? We don't say like ma'akeh, right? These are mitzvahs aseh. These are mitzvahs aseh which are not zman grama. If you'd ask me when I'd put together the list, I would include tzedakah and ma'akeh. So one of the classical mahalchim in the Rishonim is that the reason why we don't include these things is because they're not only a mitzvah, they're also a lav. Right, the Torah says give tzedakah. Right, that's a mitzvah I say, Pasoach tiftach es yodcha. Rav Shach always quotes Pasoach tiftach es yodcha means when I open my hand, my different fingers have different lengths. That means the real way to give tzedakah is estimating who needs how much money. You don't give tzedakah, right? Everyone gets the same $18. Right? You have to figure out the needs of each thing. But there's a mitzvah save. There's also lav in tzedakah, lo sa'ameitz es levavcha, lo sikpotz es yodcha, ve'achicha la'evyon. Right? The Torah says, don't not give tzedakah. So what I have is a combination of a mitzvah aseh with a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, ma'akeh. Right? Lo sisa ma'akeh levanecha. Lo sisa ma'akeh leveisecha. Right, there's a mitzvah saseh to build a ma'akeh. There's a lav of lo sasim damim ve'secha. Well, this is really important because I have mitzvahs which are both aseis and lavin. Well, what about if I have something bayaninos? So an onen is pater from mitzvahs, but an onen is not allowed to do isurim. No, you can't say that because someone's an onen, he's allowed to eat chazer. Right? Don't work like that. You can't eat chazer. You can't do isurim. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you wash your hands from netilas yadayim because it's aser le'echol pas b'li netilas yadayim, but you don't make a bracha. Making a bracha is a mitzvah, and eating pas without netilas and iser. The einain can't do isurim, but the einain is exempt from mitzvahs. So far, so good. Well, it's not so pashut though. Like, what happens when they have a mitzvah that carries with it a lot? Okay, what do I do in that case? So the Pesach Tshuva discusses in Os Zayin, he quotes on the Chacham Tzvi, that an Einin is potter for mitzvahs aseh, but a mitzvahs los aseh, he's chayiv. Now Chacham Tzvi is talking about a case where an Onain wants to do chalitza. Right? Can the Onain do chalitza? So the Chacham Tzvi says this yesod of Esrei versus Lavin. And he quotes the Prima Godim, the Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. There's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Whoa. Whoa. Let's say a person's an Onain, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Is Tashbisu really a mitzvah? Or is Tashbisu an Isser? So this is not so pashut. Right, this distinction between mitzvahs and isurim is a accepted distinction. That's what appears in Shulchan Aruch. But how a magdir, what's a mitzvah, what's an iser, is not pashut. One thing I'll say is an onin doesn't make brachos. Right? The Gemara says, any of you learn Ketzin Mevarchim this year? Oh, so the Gemara says, I'm not testing you. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey says, what's the source of making brachos? Well, maybe I learned from Kerem Ravai. Maybe I learned that Nehenem in Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha is Mo'al. That sounds like it's Mamish Aser to eat without a Bracha, no? That would, there's a Maharsha in Psachim. Maharsha writes that Safek Birkas HaNehenin Lahachmir because it's a Safek Iser. Well, one second, if it's an Iser, so then the Einin should make brachos. But that's clearly not true. Let's go back. Two opinions in Taisus. Why is an Onain exempt from mitzvahs? So we have the approach of Kvodo Shomeis. We have the approach of Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. We have a number of nafkaminas. Few other nafkaminas is let's say someone is ma'abed es atzmo l'das. We'll learn in Siman Shin Mem Hei, dinim of suicide. Ma'abed atzmo l'das, you bury the person, but the person doesn't deserve any kavod. So if it's because of Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah they chayav in kavod, okay, right? It's because of Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah you have to bury him. So the onain aninus would apply by ma'abed es atzmo l'das. If, however, it's based on kavod, so there's no kavod. The Badi HaShulchan, Shin Mem Hei Sif Katan Dalet, he discusses this question. Is there aninus by a nafel? You lose a baby. The baby is not yet developed. You lose the baby. Is there aninus in that case? So, is there kavod for the nafel? No, the assumption is that there's no kavod for the nafel. But is there a din of kavura on the nafel? So this is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Agos Maimoni. Think in Tav Kuf Mem Vav, where there's a din of kavura on the nafel. Right, again, we're talking about a baby who dies in utero. That type of nafel, or usually when the baby is born, so the assumption is that the baby, if the baby could potentially make it for 30 days, so then there's real avelos. If the baby's not going to make it for 30 days, it's like a nafel, and there's no avelos. Is there kavura on the nafel? The Gemara in Psachim and in Nida speaks about how they would throw nephilim into a bar. It sounds like what? It sounds like there's no din of kavura. That goes Maimon, and he says, no, throwing it into the bar is some sort of primordial kavura, and therefore there is kavura on the nafel. We pass in the halacha that we do kavura on the nafel once the nafel has developed majority of its development, meaning to say, like 5 months of pregnancy, then we do kavura. That's the way it works. Now, so if there's kavura, but there's no covet, so it depends on the machlokas, the two opinions in Tosfos, as to whether aninus applies. There is a discussion. Rabbeinu Tam had a sister who died, and the sister was married, and Rabbeinu Tam was achal basar shasa yayin. He didn't noheg the dinim of aninus, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, "I have no inyan of kavura because of what? Because this sister of mine is married, and since she's married, the husband, the baal, is chayiv b'kavurasa, ana chayiv in the kavura." The Rush argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, I should say the Rush argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not abundantly clear that the Rush argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef points out over here that there's a stira in the Rush. There's a stira in the Rush. The Rush in the Psakim, I think, argues on. One second. No, that's a different issue. I'm sorry, that's a different issue. But there, but it's a machlokes about whether we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam or not, whether you are exempt from aninos when the sister is married. That lapaira depends on whether aninos is a din in kavura. Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, whether aninos is mishum kvodo shames. If the idea of aninos is that it's an insult to the nifter that you do mitzvos, so then l'pa'ura, the Rabbeinu Tam, would be chayiv in avelos. I saw my friend Rabbi Eliav Silverman in his sefer is medayik in the Rabbeinu Tam a little differently. The
The
Rabbeinu
Rush has
Tam,
nothing to do with this?
what?
The Rush has nothing to
Well, the
do with
Rush
this.
argues from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush argues on Rabbeinu Tam, and l'cha'ora, this issue depends on what's it called, on the two reasons for aninus.
What, how are we being mad hearing the covenant base, meaning?
Yeah, I'm not sure. One thing I know is that if you are nearby the mace and you're osek in mitzvahs, so then it's considered a chesaron of the covered hametz. The issue in the Rabbeinu Tam is that he was both in Ir Acheres and he had someone else who would do the burial.
Is the cover because he's not helping out, or is it because he's doing like a like is it that he's just doing things that the mace can't do?
Well, maybe it's doing stuff the mace can't do. That's
Probably the rush.
a slightly different term. That's Loeg L'Rush,
That would
exactly.
be applying to Mrs. not being Buster.
Well, eating basar perhaps is a different part. Maybe the idea of eating basar is because you'll be nimshach. Basar and yayin is because you'll be nimshach so much that you're enjoying a real meal that you might not be osek in the kavura after. Right? In other words, it could be that that's based on the osek b'mitzvah, right? Eating basar and yayin is not a mitzvah at all. Right? We're speaking now about onen not doing mitzvahs. There's another element of the onen, not eating basar, not drinking yayin, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should build a mechitza in the presence of the mace. You could go to a different room, turn around backwards, whatever it is. Those dinim, and maybe we'll talk about that later, those dinim perhaps are just based on Shema Yimashev. However, or let me add one nekuda, and then we'll come back. If it's based on Shema Yimashev, so l'chora, there's another halacha. The Yerushalmi writes that eino ochel kol tzarko, that you're not supposed to eat like a full meal. The Beis Yosef points out that the Bavli disagrees with this. Some of the Mefarshim say that no, the Bavli does not disagree. Right? The Beis Yosef says the Bavli doesn't quote it, therefore the Bavli is disagreeing. Some of the Mefarshim, the Bavli HaShulchan quotes in the Shevet Yehuda, that maybe the Bavli agrees, because it says in the Gemara, Eino Mesav V'Ochel, don't do Haseba. Right? What's the yesod of not doing Haseba? Haseba probably is a full-fledged meal, and then the concern of Shema Yimashech applies. So what we're suggesting there is a din that owning does not do mitzvahs. That is based on, we have three reasons, but we're only dealing with two, right? Kavod Shomeis, Oseik the mitzvah, and then we have the Rav's reason that you're not a bar das. Then we have other elements, and Onain does not drink wine and eat meat. That might be based on Shem Yimashech, and then there's more of a concern that, what, that you won't do the Kavura. And more of a concern that you won't do a Kavura. My friend, Rabbi Eliav Silverman,
Separate.
separate din, Lechora, separate din. Again, I want to talk about this a little bit more in a minute. My friend, Rabbi Eliav Silverman, is Medayik that in the Rabbeinu Tam, it says in the Rabbeinu Tam that when his sister died, remember, he ate meat and he drank wine. It doesn't say about mitzvahs. It's possible that Rabbeinu Tam is just saying gazoi. The reason not to eat meat and drinking wine is because we're writing Shemi Yimashech and you won't do the kavura. Rabbeinu Tam's sister was a married woman, so her husband will do the kavura. So he's like, okay, I'm not worried about Shema Yimashech, but perhaps the reason of Kavod HaMeis still would apply, even if you're Be'ir Acheres. It's not abundantly clear exactly. No one says this. No one says that within the Rabbeinu Tam. No one says within the Rabbeinu Tam that it was only about drinking wine and eating meat, but in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, he's only talking about those things. Now, let's go back to this other din. I feel bad that like we're going. It's all your fault, Leo. Not much, all your fault. But this other din of not eating meat and not drinking wine is not a mitzvah. The Taz writes that it's considered loyeg l'rush. The Taz writes it's considered loyeg l'rush. The Shach writes that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. The Pesachei Tshuva writes that the Tiferes Lemoshe suggests that there's no machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. Meaning to say, some understand. Second.
What did the shop say? Excuse me.
So the Shach says that it applies even to Shabbos. It's usher to eat bifnei hameis even on Shabbos. The Taz, I should say, writes Azoi, Taz and Sifkat and Aleph writes that how come the din of Ochel B'Vayis Acher is only on the relative? How come it doesn't apply to anyone else? Because it's only if you're Chayiv B'Kfuraso, there's a Chashash. If you're not Chayiv B'Kfuraso, there's no Chashash. So look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Beis. Pesachei Tshuva writes that he thinks the Shach and the Taz are arguing. That the Taz says it applies only to when you're chayav in kavura, and the Shach says it even applies on Shabbos. V'teima, Pirkei Divrei HaTaz, V'Divrei HaShach B'yachad, when be'etzem they argue. But then he quotes in the Sefer Matzos, in the Sefer Tiferes Lemoshe, that according to the Shach, even an Acher right? The shach gam acher sheino krovos aser lechol lefanos. The hadatanya meso mishum achilas baser v'yayin, etc. Ule inyan dina nir lahachmer kashav. So the Pesachei Tshuva say that it's a machlokes shach and taz, and you should be machmer like the shach, that even if you're not a relative, you should not eat b'fnei hames. The taz would say it's mutter. The shach only speaks about Shabbos, but the taz is speaking about not a relative, and the Pesachei Tshuva is assuming that there is a machlokes. The Badei HaShulchan writes that maybe there's no machlokes. Maybe the din is true that anyone who has a chiyuv of kivura, meaning any relative, is usur to eat b'fnei hames, even on Shabbos. Because although we don't bury a mace on Shabbos, but the inyan of kivura still applies to some extent. You could still, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you could be machshech al hatchum on Shabbos afternoon. No? I could go to the end of the tchum to start preparing for the kavura. So there is some element of kavura. Someone who has zero chiyuv of kavura is allowed to eat. But someone who has a chiyuv of kavura should, right? Someone who has a chiyuv of kavura, even on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, perhaps we could say, has a din of aninus, in the sense of not eating b'fnei hames. Meaning to say that although the Pesachei Tshuva says that there's a machlokes shach and taz, we could maintain that there's really no machlokes shach and taz. Let's take a deep breath. Okay, we're dealing with a few issues. Issue one, whether there is a din of the iser of doing mitzvahs, is that because of osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, or is that because of kavod shel meis? And Mr. Rubin is questioning what exactly is the parameters of kavod shel meis. I'm not 100% sure, but certainly things that people will perceive as not being coveting for the meis, you can't do. If it's out osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, so then l'cha'ora, it only applies in the case where there's a chiyuv kavura. And we spoke about a nefel. We spoke about the approach that perhaps the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that because his sister had a husband who was osek b'mitzvah, so therefore he doesn't have to. There is a case in Shulchan Aruch of nimsar l'kasofim. If a person gives the mace over, let's say, to the chevra kadisha, so then in that case you're chayiv a mitzvah already. Now, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel. If you have kasofim who are miuchadim chotzas hames, and you give it over to them, so then eino mutal aleihem, and therefore you're chayiv a mitzvah. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the Neid B'Yehuda that this is only true if you're not holeich to the Levaya. Let's say you give the nifter to the Chevra Kadisha, and the Chevra is going to take care. So you're not responsible for the Kavura. But if you are going with the nifter to the Kavura, so then you're chayiv and mitzvah according to Neid B'Yehuda. What's the pshat over here? So the pshat might be that if you're going to the kavura, so there's no osek b'mitzvah anymore because the chevra kadisha is doing the kavura. You're not. But maybe it's not kavod shel meis if you do mitzvahs at that time. Now the case of nimsal kasafim, everybody agrees to. Even according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even if you argue in the Rabbeinu Tam that the married woman, but by nimsar l'kasafim, so everyone says that you're chayiv in mitzvah, certainly a case of nimsar l'kasafim when you're not going with the nifter. Why is nimsar l'kasafim more of a din than the woman who has a husband? Right? The Ari Shainim, the Ri argues, the Rosh argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. And they say that you are chayiv in mit. They say that what? That there is still a din of aninos even for a married woman. But everyone holds that there's no aninos when you give it over to the Chevra Kadisha. What's the pshat? Anyone? I like it when other people talk sometimes, not just me. What happens if a married woman has a husband, but the husband decides not to do the kavura? Would the brother be responsible to bury her? The chiyuv of kavura is a chiyuv that the Baal has al ishto. Agreed. But that doesn't mean that it's that you're a putter in Gansin, right? I'm only mesulak in a case of Nimsala Kasafin, when the Chevra Kadisha takes over. And even then the Noid Bihuda says that you still are exempt from mitzvahs if you're going to the Kavura. And that could be because of the Kvodei Shamais. If you hand it over to the Kasafim and then you're done, you stay home. So there's no chesaron in kavod hameis, there's no chesaron in anything. But if you go with the nifter, so then the Yehuda says you're chayvin mitzvahs. What about a case like this? It's very common. Someone is nifter, and you take the mace to Eretz Yisrael, and the relatives are flying. Is there a ptur of mitzvahs or not? So minhag ha'olam is that you are still pater min ha-mitzvahs. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you're not. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that kol zman, the nifter is in the hold, is in the airplane, so then you're not being oseg at all. And it's not a chesaron in the kavod ha-meis, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, because you're on the plane. But the minhag ha'olam is that you still don't do mitzvahs. Reb Shlomo Zalman says if you're an onen and you go to sleep at night, you should say Kriya Shma Shehamita. Why? Because you're going to sleep. You're not being osek in anything. It's not. So I don't know if it's against the Noid Yehuda even, because I don't know if there's a chesaron in the kavod hameis. I'm going to sleep. When people say it's a chesaron in the kavod hameis, again, not sure, right? So, I don't know. The Minhag HaOlam is not like Reb Shlomo Zalman. When I said the Shiurim years ago, one of my Talmidim pointed out that maybe the Pshat is like this. You're still Oseik in the mace, in the sense of, let's say you decide that you're going to sleep, and then you get a phone call about something happened. Are you done? L'chore, you're going to get up and you're going to be Oseik in the mace. You're on the airplane. What do people do when they're on the airplane on the way to Eretz Yisrael? Usually they write the Hesped then. No? So, Chaora, we could argue that there still is a certain degree of Hisaskus b'meis. You should know there is a Ramban in the Torah Adam on page 73. The Ramban writes that the Oseg applies that there's a Chiyuv for Shmira on the meis. Like we're Shomer, Shmira people think is like a heebie-jeebie thing. Technically, Medina the Gemara, Shmira is only to be Shomer min ha'achbarim. Right, to make sure that the rodents don't get to the nifter. The Ramban writes that there's a chiyuv b'shmira on the relatives, and that probably is some sort of osik b'mitzvah even. That's what the Ramban sounds like on page 73. Yeah.
Can anyone do shmir, or is it specific to
So
relatives?
anyone can, but the chiyuv is really on the relatives, which means that the relatives have to hire them.
You have an answer to it.
So we assume that's considered a chesaron in the kavod hameis if a guy does it. It's more about kavod if only Jews are involved at all.
Do we care the status of the Jew?
Usually the funeral homes have people on call. Again, this isn't exactly the most skilled labor in the world. Usually they have a person who's like a frum Jew who's there saying Tehillim. That's the way it usually happens. That's usually happens.
Do they have to be paying attention fully? much can they hold? There's something
So they
else.
stay outside the room. Again, like the mace is in the face of the
Your
refrigerator.
phone?
I mean, you really should not be doing your own stuff when you're, like, if you're sitting in the hearse, you shouldn't be checking your text
Yeah.
messages, right? It's really, that's just not proper. What we're basically developing is that there are different dinim. One din is the Ptur Mitzvahs. The other din is that you are not supposed to be oisek in something that will take away your what's it called? Will take away your ability to do kavura. The Taz calls this loeg l'rush. The Gemara Brachas Yudzayin uses the term loeg l'rush in a different sense. I shouldn't wear my tzitzis outside, but you tuck your tzitzis in when you're near a mace, because it's an insult to the nifter. I'm nene the kishkish. I'm doing mitzvahs. You can't. I shouldn't even bring a sefer Torah in near a mace, because having covered for a Torah is considered an insult to the nifter. Haha, you can't do this. I can. Right? Over here, I'm using loeg l'rush in a different sort of way. Just eating in front of the mace is considered loeg l'rush. That's why the Taz says it. It's a different application of the words loeg l'rush. I think that's what emerges. There's a discussion. Noah, the next topic. Oh, I'll just finish it off like this. Some of the poskim say that although an einan is exempt from doing mitzvahs, but a mitzvah of shmirah, the onan should do. Tfilas haderech, right? We said an onan has no ptur of lavan, but you don't do mitzvahs haseh. Do you say tfilas haderech?
Well,
So many of the poskim say you say tfilas haderech. Yoshe b'seser el yom, that we say at a levaya, you push the mace out, you say Yoshe b'seser el yom, the Gemara in Shavuos calls that shir shel pagoim, that kind of knocks off like all the ruchos ra'os and stuff like that. One could argue that kriya shma shel hamita also, the Gemara says that being a brachas is considered shmirah, no? So therefore, if it's
that's important, like Leil HaSeder, some say not to say.
some say Leil HaSeder, what? Because it's Leil Shimurim, so you don't say Kriya Shema Shahamita. Again, maybe you just say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, because Kabbalah also Malchus Shemayim, but the rest of Kriya Shema Shahamita, Rigzula Tachta'u, Imru Bovavchem, right? That kind of, it's there to protect you. So one could argue that maybe those mitzvahs which are there to protect you, an Onin does. I didn't see a discussion about this in Svarim. Let's say a person's an Onain and he realizes that he doesn't have a mezuzah. Right? Anything could happen. Here's the issue about Hilchos Aveilos. Anything can happen and does happen. You realize you don't have your mezuzah up. What do you do? So according to this Svara, that anything l'shmirah, you're chayiv to do, so then I would argue that you should put up a mezuzah. Again, I did not. I saw this very in the Sefer Mishmeres Smachos, which I have by my Malkum in the Beis Medrash. I didn't see the discussion there of mezuzah. The mezuzah idea is my own. What I want to talk about next time is the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban about Hasfalas Avelos, whether an Onain is Chayiv in Dinei Avelos. And if you're interested, there's a beautiful Shtickel Torah in the Sefer Emek Bracha on this, which we'll try to discuss next time. Okay, gentlemen, I think we're Mekayim finishing by 12.